Blog Talk Radio.
About entrepreneurs. Well, we're excited that you decided to tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes, get ready to go to another level in your life, because it's all about entrepreneurs. We have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, and the tools for you to be a successful entrepreneur. Well, we hope that you enjoy the show. And don't forget, invite a friend. The show is going to be awesome. And now, your host, Coach Lilisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to the show this morning. Well, I am excited. I am so excited. You know, I have been saying I'm excited for a long time, but boy, oh boy, I met the real Miss Excitement over the weekend in Maryland at a speaking engagement there, and I mean, she was truly, truly, she is the queen of excitement. Now, I didn't think they could come no more exciting than I am. But boy, oh boy, every now and again, you will meet your match. Well, I said we're going to talk today about how to create millions instantly. And, you know, there are a lot of people, I'm sure when they seen that title, they were like, what? What are you talking about? I can't create millions instantly. Well, you see right there, that's the absolute first problem. If you think you can't, guess what? You cannot. Okay. But if you think you can, guess what? You can. That's right. Sometimes, you know, when you try to be like everybody else and listen and do what everybody else is saying, that's probably the fastest way that you will not become a millionaire. And let me tell you, you have to fight hard to make that kind of money. Now, there are some people, like, you know, the person that started, you know, Twitter, Tumblr, any of these people have made millions instantly. I mean, it depends on what we're considering as instantly. But I tell you, you can go from, look at Pinterest, all these different, oh, and let's not forget the way you found out about this radio show through Blog Talk Radio, through Facebook, that Mark Zuckerberg. Hello? All right, all right, all right. I know so many people, they know about his story. And there's been a Hollywood movie about it. But you cannot make a list of people that earned millions fast if you don't mention him, right? Especially since he is now worth tens of billions of dollars. All right? So listen. Now, his stock didn't do well. Okay, we know that. But never mind the fact, he's a millionaire nonetheless. So let me tell you, if you want to make millions, the first thing you have to do is you have to change your mindset, all right? And for instance, you can come up with some device or some product or service that you may not even have to invest millions, but you do absolutely, if you want to create millions instantly, you have to have that $1 million mindset. All right. Now, you can, if you're an author, you whether you write books, if you sing, whether you make a CD, one thing that you're going to have to know and you're going to have to do is that you're going to have to expose yourself. Listen to me. If you want to create millions instantly, you must expose yourself to other millionaires. You must get around them. Find a way, whether it's through some social media, some social network, whether it's through associations, organizations, but you have to get around millionaires. Here's why. Like attracts like, and success leaves clues. Now, I put that on my Facebook the other day, maybe yesterday or a day, 2 days ago. But you can create millions instantly. Now, instantly means that instantly you will change your thinking. When we've done wealth strategy symposiums, I've put two together myself right here in the city of Newark. We had one of the top wealth researchers, wealth and poverty researchers, as our keynote speaker. 2 years in a row, I've gone to other wealth seminars, and every time, listening to their stories, listening to their experiences and their research, it's always been the same thing over and over and over that stops people from getting millions, and that's the mindset. You've got to get your mind conditioned to get millions. You know, I talked about it Saturday at the conference. I'm going to talk about it this weekend. I'll talk about it in June. I'll talk about it everywhere I go. The mind, you know, Dr. Dennis Kimbrough said something, the pocketbook can't grow until the mind grows. Okay? People want to know. Now, here's the thing. In mind growing, we're talking about understanding why you need millions. You know, in any teaching that I do about creating millions, first you got to understand, why are you creating millions? For what reason? Okay, you know, some people, they just play the lottery because they just feel, oh, wow, that's just great. That's just wonderful. Wouldn't that be nice to be a millionaire, I guess? And then some of them ended up broke within 5 years, all right? But there's all kind of ways to be considered a million. I mean, you could have $1 million in assets. You could become. You can go out and purchase $1 million worth of insurance, okay? And instantly, you'd be a millionaire. You can take your $5,000 and go and invest in some, you know, multi-million-dollar company, and instantly you'd be part owners of that million. That's right. I know. I want to give you a minute to think about that one. Can you imagine? So, yeah, there are ways that you can become a millionaire instantly, but it's not going to happen absent of you changing the source, your thought pattern, what you're thinking. Okay? I mean, there are reports and reports and books. As a matter of fact, there's 1 million books probably written about how to make a million. They got the 1 minute millionaire. Remember that old book by Robert G. Allen. He's got all kinds of suggestions in there about how to make a million. And some of these things, like I said, just alone, just one thing alone, a million in real estate. In real estate. Some of you know people who live in million-dollar homes. Well, right there, you know, that's a million. So good morning, and welcome, those of you. Hey, good morning in the chat room, encouraging moments. Those of you on the phone line soon who will go back and tune in. Yeah, you wanna strategize how this is going to happen, but it's not going to happen. Absent of the mind. And again, what do you need the million for? What do you want it for? You need a plan. Maybe you want to, you know, feed half the homeless people in your city, in your state, in your region of the country or the world. Maybe you want to provide a homeless shelter, you know, for homeless people. Maybe you want to eradicate pornography off of the internet or anywhere. Maybe you want to stop, you know, child abuse or child sexual abuse. Maybe you want to help discover cures for things like cancer, diabetes, liver disease, lung disease, lupus. So you have to have a good cause and a good reason attached to your wanting millions. Now, God wants to flow millions through you. And trust me, He can do it instantly. If you open your mindset up to what God has said, yes, He said that if we tithe, He would open up the windows of heaven and pour us out a blessing. In other words, what would be poured out through you are blessings and to flow on people. And most people need monetary blessings to get where they need to go, to get where they want to be in life. So creating millions instantly, the instant your mind changes, that's the second, that's the moment that you'll begin to see million-dollar ideas and opportunities. God will, He's got them ready to download them into your brain. But you can't do it because your brain is cluttered with nonsense, stuff that it could be cluttered with all kinds of things, silly thoughts, jealousies, unforgiveness, pettiness. And so people really are blocking their own ability to do these things, okay? You know, create millions instantly. How do you do that? How does that happen? Well, I just told you, there are many ways, but it won't happen absent of the way of getting your mind in that set. David Kiyosaki, he wrote the book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad. And in his book, he talks about how he had his natural father who had a good job. His natural father wasn't on welfare or homeless or jobless. His natural father had a good job. I forget what field his father was in, but he grew up in both his parents, I believe, had good jobs. And he grew up in a decent household. But he had a friend who he spent a lot of time with whose parents were rich. And it was the things that he learned from this rich man as he taught his own son and as he learned as well. So that's why he entitled the book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad. And he said that the difference between rich people and poor people, he said it was the things that they learned from their parents. I believe that. You know, I believe that wholeheartedly. I really do. I've seen it happen. You know, and so he gives in the book several scenarios to show you the comparison between a comment that a rich person tells their child and the comment that a poor person tells their child. So that becomes that child's thinking as they grow older, and that becomes their belief. And so as a child is growing up, they're either going to have the mindset that they can be rich and wealthy and have millions, or they're going to have the mindset that this can't happen for me. So, you know, a lot of it, most of it is in the mind. But that's even one scenario of a mindset. Another one would be if I were to ask you, you know, what would you do with $1 million? Most people don't even know what they would do with it. So, again, you know, God is like, well, I don't need to give it to that person. They don't even know what to do with it. A lot of people, they don't even consider having $1 million. It's like a movie. It's like a fairy tale to them. It's like a movie. It's like something they saw in a cartoon or a movie. Those, you know, those people have millions. But they never think, because they can't see themselves beyond a weekly paycheck. They can't see themselves beyond a two-week paycheck. For some people, the most they could see for themselves is, you know, a $50 salary, a $60 salary, $60,000 a year, I meant to say, a $60,000 a year salary. Some people, and that's fine. We're not saying that there's anything wrong with that. But for a person who thinks that God's going to flow millions through them, it's not thinking $60 salary. So the mindset is your instant access to millions. Let me say that again. The mindset, your mindset, is your instant access to millions. If you change your mind, you can begin to open up that door, open up that window for millions to flow through you. Now, a lot of people, they don't believe that can happen. But I tell you, you release your power, and trust me, you're going to realize suddenly that I can have things that I never thought I could have. I can do things that I never thought I could do. I could become something that I never thought I can be. But you have to take all the limits off of the thinking. So we are excited about this message. You know, God downloads these messages to me, and I just bring them forth. I just bring them forth. And, you know, I just give it to you like he gives it to me. Tell the people this. Tell the people that. And you, some of this you've seen, you've heard before, right? You've heard Bishop T.D. Jakes talk about it, or you've heard Creflo Dollar talk about it, or you've heard Donald Trump talk about it, or you heard it on the CNN news, wherever you heard it at. You know, you have Napoleon Hill with his book, Think and Grow Rich, and then Dr. Kimbrough wrote Think and Grow Rich, A Black Choice. There's many books, like I said, there's many books on being a millionaire, being rich. That's not your problem. It's that you don't have the information. It's not your, you have the information about it. What you don't have is the mindset to allow it. See, that's the critical piece. It's the mind that is holding up your millions. Some of you are even tithers. You're tithing and you still don't have it. It's still your mindset. It's still the mindset. At the end of the day, because he says, as a man thinketh, so is he. So even though you're tithing, I know people who tithe who still, you know, can't do the things that they really want to do, even with their own families, let alone be able to go and help others. And so that's what we're trying to change. That's what we're trying to get through and get to. And so God will, you know, give you all kinds of strategies for you to have millions. He'll give you all kinds of witty ideas, and He will open up doors of opportunity. He will put people in your life. Now, again, you need to have a plan for what you're doing with these millions. Again, whether it's to build a shelter for homeless women, runaways, kids that come out of the system some kind of way, whether it's to help to improve medical facilities, nursing homes in your local community. You know, every community has a bad nursing home, and just having the money to help that, same thing with daycare centers. Can you imagine being able to be a philanthropist and helping daycare centers, helping individuals with food shelters and helping struggling churches who are trying to get the word out and get people saved. Can you imagine having, so people might say, okay, you know, there's another one of those prosperity messages. I don't need that. Well, you stay broke, I'm going to get prosperous, all right? You know, that's the bottom line, all right? So people say, hey, I don't need that. Well, I tell those people, okay, well, you stay broke, and I'll get prosperous, and then let's compare, you know. If God gives us plenty, Jesus said, I came that you would have a life and have it more abundantly. Even in this bad economy, you'll have life more abundantly. I just happen to have seen that there are things that need to be done. You know, there are things that people need, that they really need. Sure, does someone need a dollar hamburger from White Castle? Absolutely. But I know people who, you know, don't have a place to stay. They need more than a dollar hamburger from White Castle, okay? And the last time I checked, it costs money to rent apartments and to pay mortgages on homes. You know, we have young people in trouble. Oh, my goodness. Just that alone should make a person want to change their mindset so God can flow millions through us so that we can get some ministries going and give him the glory. Give him all the glory. Give him all the glory. Well, I'm excited because I can just see how this is happening. God is moving by his power and his might. He's moving greatly. For him to even give me this to talk about, because, you know, I didn't want to talk about getting millions. I'm like, God, are you sure? But, you know, we trust God. We just trust him. And we know we don't have all the answers. And I said, God, you know, and then he showed me little things like, okay, well, other people can keep talking about being broke, but you're going to talk about millions. And here's the thing, you know, it might not even be for me, okay? It may be just that he wants to flow millions through you. That's fine with me. I'm happy with that as well, because the Bible has taught me that what you make happen for others, God will make happen for you. The Word of God taught me that. And then God spoke that to me in 2002 when I was in Tampa, Florida, at the Dr. Juanita. At that time she was Juanita Bynum, but we know now she's referred to as Dr. Juanita Bynum, at her conference. We were there, and I'll never forget it. And I heard an audible voice. I heard it. We were caught up in the spirit of everything that was happening there. It was a powerful conference, 20,000 women who came down. She had her women on the front line. That's her first big women on the front line segment. I had paid extra to go to that piece. And she spoke that, and she was teaching. And as I was walking, me and my mom and my sister, and they were talking, and I heard the Lord. We were going to a restaurant to eat, and we were going through one of the doors, and I heard a voice say, what you make happen for others, I'll make happen for you. And that's been, you know, downloaded and sitting on my hard drive ever since that day. This is 2002, so this is 11 years ago, and in 2000 and somewhere around 98 or 99, we were traveling down to Texas, and we got an opportunity to, yeah, around 98, I believe it was, to hear Dr. Juanita Bynum preach at the Potter's House. And a similar kind of thing happened. She was preaching about a divine deposit for a divine destiny. I'll never forget that sermon. Yeah, the title of her sermon was A Divine Deposit for a Divine Destiny. Now, you know, anytime you remember a sermon that you heard one time, and you heard that sermon almost 20 years ago, well, about 15 years ago, and I've never forgot that sermon. But she preached like never before, and I'll never forget it. It was on like a Wednesday night or a Saturday. It wasn't a Sunday morning. So it was like an exclusive kind of smaller crowd of people. And it still was about 2,000 people there, but in a church that can seat 7,000, you know, 2,000, the church can seem empty. But she preached, and that, I tell you, she said God has deposited, well, we know he's deposited his Holy Spirit in us. And once you have the Holy Spirit deposited into you, you have, and you got more than millions. And it's for a divine destiny. And, wow. And then somebody else said that the destiny, the journey is your destination. And so once that deposit is there, you're on. It's on. You just keep going. That's all. And she said that, and then she, you know, began to prophesy as she was known to do. And I guess she's still doing it. I haven't listened to her much lately, but she would prophesy usually at the somewhere in her presentations, in her sermons. And she began to prophesy about millions to anyone that would come down to the altar and give, if I'm not mistaken, it was to give $100. A seed at that moment of what she was preaching about. And I remember thinking, I'd barely, you know, didn't have, like, money like that. I had never given an offering, I should say, that large at that time. And that I was just starting to get, you know, into the church, really. And, but the Holy Spirit, you know, just made me do it. And I know it wasn't me. I didn't even want to do it. The Holy Spirit made me do it. And I went down to that altar, and she prayed over us. And I don't remember much. I think I hit the floor next because she laid hands on everybody. Because there wasn't a lot of people that came down to that altar. I won't forget that. And I was one of them, though. And, you know, I just believe that what happened then, God did something supernatural. And now here I am. 15 years later, and God, I just believe that something is about to happen, that, you know, there are wealth transfers. We know that. And there are things that are transferred through the laying on of hands. We know that. So, but a lot of times, God does stuff in our life, but we don't look for it. Because she spoke that, and I received, but I didn't look for it, okay? I walked away thinking, okay, that was a nice prophecy. That was a nice suggestion, you know, that was a nice gesture. But we got to come away from that. And when people of God are speaking things over us and prophesying over us, a real prophet, they tell me, a real prophet, the prophecy must come true. That's how you can tell. That's how you can tell. And it didn't dawn on me at the time, because at the time, like I said, that was 1998. I was new at walking in my, you know, spiritual walk, so to speak, though I grew up in the church. But I didn't know anything about the church, really. I was just going with my parents. But you got to contend for the prophecy. So I'm like, wait a minute, God, are you just downloading this to me right now? All I did was say, create millions instantly. I was just faithful to put the topic out there. The Holy Spirit is reminding me. I had totally forgot about that service in Dallas, Texas in 1998, where Dr. Juanita Bynum's prophesied about millions to the people who came down there and sold that $100 seed. My God, my God. And we don't look for these prophetic utterings that are spoken over us. But I know God is faithful. One thing I know about God, he's a faithful God. He will do what he said he will do. And I know it says that a prophet true prophet, their prophecy will come true. And she, listen, I'm looking for my, and I believe that she's a true prophet, and I want my millions. I don't know about you, and I'm sure you probably had somebody speak millions over you as well. But you know what? We don't look for these prophetic utterings that were spoken over us. We need to, in other words, look for it, expect it, speak it into existence. Manifest what was prophesied to us. And I tell you, really, I had forgotten till today, until this morning, until 2 minutes ago, as I'm telling you the story, I had totally forgot that. And so what I'm saying is that God is awesome, and he can do anything. And so you have to change your mindset. You have to change your mindset. If you can ever change your mindset, and I'm so glad that I got an opportunity to get another piece of the puzzle on last night at the revival at our local church here in New Jersey, in Newark, because he talked about that spring cleaning out that clutter in our minds, the negative thoughts, the negativity, the negative thinking, negative people. If you hang around negative people, you're going to constantly have negative thoughts, because everything a negative person says is going to be lodged as a thought in your own head. And so that's a no-brainer. If you want to get rid of negativity, you got to get rid of negative talking people. Number two, you know, you got to get some forgiveness. Get rid of unforgiveness. Talking about cleaning out that mindset so that the Holy Spirit can fill your mind with his plan. He wants to download his plan to you. I remember he told Jeremiah, I know the plans I think towards you. I got some plans to prosper you and to bring you hope and a future. He told Joshua, I'm going to give you the gospel in Joshua 1 and 8. You can read it for yourself. He told Joshua, I'm going to give you the gospel of good success. Amen. Oh, God wants you successful. He wants you prosperous. He wants to give you his plan. Oh, he gave Abraham his plan. Don't tell me God can't give you his plan. He told Abraham, come here. Look, you see that? Here's my plan. I'm going to make your nation, I'm going to make you the father of a nation that's as many stars as you can look up there and see. And can you see all these grains of sand that are under your feet? You're going to have generations like that. That was his plan. He gave his plan to Abraham. He said, you and your wife are going to have a child. We're going to start this thing off. It's going to be your kickoff, your launch party, so to speak. Oh, yes, God will give you a plan now. And guess what? Now, he don't give you every step in how it's going to work, right? Because look at what happened with Abraham. He goes back. Things don't happen in the way, you know, you would think it would happen. And so he ends up having other children, not by his wife, Sarah, not until they were close in their 90s. All right? So guess what? You know what that means, right? Yeah. You know what that means. That means now that, hello, God's got something, and he's got something planned, and he's got a big plan. Yeah, it's a big old plan he has for you. Hey, man, I'm so excited. Well, create the millions instantly. The key here, the main point, what I don't want you to forget, is that it starts with you having, creating a millionaire mindset, getting your mind ready for what God is going to do. And that means having that plan of what you are going to do with those millions. It also means understanding that it's not you, it's God, is what he wants to do through you. It's not about you. It's about what God wants to do in you, okay? It's not just money, having money to say we have a lot of money. No, it's to bless this the kingdom, the people that he wants to bring into the kingdom, expanding on all the various programs and services that we know we need desperately to save our communities, to save our people. Oh, God's going to do something great. I know it. I feel it. So I'm giving you some pointers, some things to think about, some places where you need to begin to pray and ask God to just continue to show you what you need to do next. He will give you step-by-step directions on how to do it. I'm excited. If you want to work, don't forget I'm a coach. If you want to work with a coach, if you're ready to write that book, make sure you sign up for our seminars, our webinars. We post them on Facebook, but you can also text me. I can send you information. We have about 3 or 4 people that we're about to help them write their book. If you want to write, we have ghostwriters, whatever you want to do. And there is no way you're going to be broke another day in your life, because you can create millions for yourself instantly. Oh, he told us to take dominion over the earth. My God, my God. He told us to use our talents. I call them tags, your tags, T-A-G-S. What's your tags? You got your talents, your abilities, and you have skills, and you have gifts, okay? You got all four. You got a talent or so. So God is going to use each and every last one as you mentally are willing to use them. He's not going to force you. You have to be mentally willing. And another thing you have to do, again, if you want to create a millions, you have to step out of your comfort zone. You can't follow the crowd. You can't do what you got to be willing to go pretty much march to the beat of your own drum, as Dr. Kimbrough calls it, marching to the beat of your own drum. Now, we're excited about a lot of things. We're excited about our sister circle that's happening this Friday at Franklin St. John's, 7 to 9. We're excited about the United Methodist Women's Conference and weekend, rather, with their Women's Day and their weekend, Saturday starting at 9, and then you have Sunday's 2 services. We're also excited about the coaching that we're doing. We've got webinars for you to attend. So many things we're excited about. Tomorrow, we also have some other people who are going to, you're going to be hearing from other voices coming to the All About Entrepreneurs. I met an investment, a portfolio investment person is going to be coming to tell you very, very simple ways to take and invest your money so that you can grow an investment. He's a college professor. He teaches this course at Keene University and at Union County College. We also have another author coming. We have a motivational speaker from Arizona. She's trying to put together some dates. She's coming back. We're bringing you the information, and we're going to show you what to do with it, but we can't make you do it. We can give you the information. We can show you what to do with it, but we cannot make you do it. Only you and you alone. That's why the mind is so critical. But the mind is ultra critical. It's the same thing in salvation. You can tell a person all day long about how good God is. You can take them to church every week, but until they make up their own mind that they want to receive Christ, all bets are off. So the mind is the most powerful thing you have. That's why people, even though they are don't have any use of any of their limbs, but their mind is alive, they can still create great things. Because the mind is all powerful. That's why the Bible says, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Because he knows that if you get a new mindset, you can change your life. You can change your life. You can change anything with your mindset. You can change your, and what I'm saying now, you can change your financial status. with the right mind. So we'll be back tomorrow. We're out of time. We're way out of time. And, you know, Blog Talk will just cut us off. So we want to get the outro going. And we'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Have a blessed day all day. This has been Coach Lalisa. And you know you got to keep moving on up. Because in reality, there ain't no stopping you now.
That's right. There's no stopping you now. Well, thank you for tuning in to another segment of All About Entrepreneurs. Don't forget, stop by our website, www.blogtalkradio.com/allaboutentrepreneurs, and visit us on the web at www.release-your-power.com. Like our friend page on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at twitterandfacebook.com/CoachLalisa. If you would like to get in touch with one of the entrepreneurs or one of the guests that you've heard on the show, please send us a request on Facebook or on Twitter or right here on Blog Talk Radio. Well, if you're not an entrepreneur yet, I don't know what you're waiting for. Go out and make it happen. Again, we'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place, for another exciting episode of All About Entrepreneurs. Stay tuned for our conferences, our seminars, and our webinars, where you can get further trained as you develop just what you are and just what you want to do. Again, this has been Coach Lalisa J. Williams.